Yeah. I'm about to be 40 years old. I have no babies. I'm not married. This biological clock keeps gnawing at me. People, the world, the culture, they're saying you're too old to have kids. They're saying, why don't you do it on your own? This one, it kind of be hurting me. They be like, something ain't right with you if you haven't had kids by now. I'm just like, what mindset is that? Like, what? Anywho. So there's just so many things that, people are saying, the world, what I'm believing, just what I see in the world. Like, I'm stressed. But, God is so good. And I want to talk about how we can keep hope. All right. And such a thing that just seems so hopeless. Let's get started. Hey, y'all, I am Cicely Renee, and this is She Sits at His Feet podcast. And we talk about living our best godly lives. And today, I just want to be completely vulnerable. I hope you, take this in a way where I don't want you to feel pity for me. I don't want you to laugh at me. I just want you to be encouraged. I want us to use, the scriptures, God's promises, as a way to keep us moving, keep us going, keep us fueled and on fire for Him, despite what everything looks like. Okay.
Like
One of the things that I've been struggling with was like my prayers, right? So I have been praying for a very, very long time. And I remember this pastor said, what if you had to pray for 30 years? Will you give up? Like, if you knew you had to pray this thing for 30 years, would you give up? Like, would you just say, I don't even want to pray it? Or would you keep going because there's a promise in 30 years? Like, what if it doesn't come to fruition? Like, how do you navigate that? And so many of us, me, like things quickly. I like to be able to click order, here it is. Amazon is bae, okay? And that has me thinking life, husband, kids, what I want should happen like that, right? And you got to understand that our timing and God's timing, they are not the same. They're not on any type of, you can't compare. They're totally opposite, right? They're totally opposite. And the prayers, you don't want to give up. So like there will be times where I just forget that I'm praying for these things. And I feel like what happens is I feel like I'm bothering God. And I don't want to bother God. And I don't want to be a pest. And then I'm like, oh, he knows the desires of my heart. But God wants you to stay in communion with him. He wants you to keep talking to him. He does not want to get want you to give up. So like the story of Hannah, right, in 1 Samuel, she was infertile. God opens and closes the womb. And that's, hope right there, right? No matter what the situation is looking like, God's in control. So you can be like Sarah and have a baby well after your fertility years, right? But we got Hannah who was infertile and she kept going, kept praying every year, husband praying, doing the thing all the time, not giving up. Like it was part of her lifestyle to ask God for a son, right? And eventually, God gave her a son and she gave him back to God. And so let me tell you some things we do as Christians. We like to use the Bible and be like, well, if this is how she did it, I'm going to do this so that I can get it too. So my prayers were like, okay, God, if you bless me with a child, I will give him back to you. I will raise godly kids, and it's just like, you're trying to bribe God to do something for you. right? And so our prayer life is not for us to bribe God and ask him, he's not a genie, but it is to change your character, right? My prayers have now changed, thank God, and my desires have changed. Like they're more in alignment with God. I have more peace about a thing, right? And when I used to cry hard and get really, heartbroken, like when I'm walking past the baby clothes at Target or something, and I'm just like, God, just like feeling like woe is me. And that's another thing about the prayer life is that, I had to learn that God does not owe us or me anything. Like my prayers would be like, well, I am this way and I do this. So God, I should have this. And God doesn't owe, he doesn't owe us anything. Like God sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins and then rise with all power so that we can have eternal life. That's all he needs to do. That is all he needs to do. But God is so dope that he wants to provide more, right? He wants to do more. However, we have to get in a position where we're not like, God, you owe me this. I've done all these things and I want this. And then trying to manipulate God, trying to bribe him. That is not how we keep hope alive. That is not how we keep our hope in God. We have to develop a serious relationship where we are totally reliant on God and have more confidence in him and not in practices or, what's the word? Like strategies. Like we don't have to be strategic with God. God has it all planned out. We don't have to, play chess with God. We just let God do his thing, let him know our desires. And as you dive deeper into the word more consistently on a daily basis, you're going to find that your desires align with his, and his desires are going to be like, oh my gosh, linking, bonding, abiding. And then things will happen. Things will happen, you guys. So, like, there's a passage. Let me get my notes. It is 1 Corinthians 7, verses 17 through 24. And I won't read that right now, but I want you guys to go there because it's basically after a passage where Paul is talking about, marriage, right? And so this one is like, you need to be, content in where God has you, right? So, before, people married, unmarried, like don't go get married because of this and don't divorce because of this. God's going to use you in that specific situation, whether you are married or not, right? I follow a pastor where his belief is, the preferred life is a single life, or the single life is a preferred life. And for a while, I was like, that is not what I prefer. I do not prefer to be single. However, I prefer to be used in any situation, in any time of my life, whether I'm married or not. And so that is a mindset that I had to grow into is like, okay, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be more than okay in my single life. I'm going to be more than okay where I don't have babies. I'm going to be more okay than if I have this or that or don't have it. I'm going to allow God to use me and serve God, the people, the kingdom, right where he has me. So like I would be comparing myself to other people. And many times I would either exalt myself or feel bad for myself. And I'm like, either side is not the right side. The side you're supposed to be on is contentment with Jesus and your relationship with him. Loneliness was a huge issue for me. So like I have always been a lonely girl. Like, I was always a single one. I'm the only child. I live alone, you know, and I have this thing where I love to be alone, but then I'm like, I'm feeling really lonely. I want companionship, all this good stuff. And you know, one of my favorite verses is that it's Romans 15, verses 13. It says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in love and hope, excuse me, in hope." And so, like, I want God to fill me with his joy. So for the longest, I was seeking joy in people and things and activities. You know, when I was married, I was one of the loneliest people ever. Like, how do you live in a house with someone who supposedly loves you, but just feels so lonely, right? Laying in bed with them every night, that was just so lonely. There was a point where I positioned him, along with other guys, in a place where they were my source of joy. And I had a rude awakening where God is like, these things are not your joy, okay? I am your joy. I am the source for you, okay? All the other things may be added unto you, you know, they are resources, but they are not the ultimate source. And I was like, okay, all right. So as I got deeper into my relationship, you know, relied totally on God, understood who I was as a child of God, how he made me, what he thinks about me, you know, like, and I started seeking him as my source of joy. And I'm not saying that this has been a long thing. This is a new thing. Like, I am still growing in this process, but I can see how God has positioned certain things and people in my life because I sought him first. And then everything else was added, right? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then, that verse, I saw how God had been positioning certain people in my life to take that loneliness away from me. Like my homegirls, I ain't gonna say no names, but it is just amazing to have new people in my life who, you know, speak life into me, encourage me. We have so much fun, you know, and they're like the type of friend that I need, right? Like when I would seek out certain people, you know, everybody would get on my nerves or they would just clash big time with me, you know. So, like, usually, like when I was trying to fill that void, you know, it never really satisfied. I was just always still like anxious and like I don't even want to hang out with them. Like the people that God has been putting in my life, I enjoy being around them. And so first, God, seek him everything, and he knows what you need. He knows that you do need friends. You are not meant to live life alone. And so he's going to put the right people in your life, not people who are going to suck the life out of you, people who are going to say, you know, diss you, people who are going to, you know, jab at you or, you know, just make you feel little. They're not going to, you know, leech your money. They're not going to leech your mind, your resources. These people, you guys are going to be compatible. You guys are going to be complementary, okay? And it's going to be a beautiful thing. And so, like, one of the issues that I struggle with is just like looking at social media and looking at how the world portrays beauty and all these things. And you know, I struggle with that, right? And I'm definitely a work in progress, okay? But I just always felt like, you know, no one would love me, you know, no one would appreciate me. You know, people, I'm like, they may not think I'm sexy. Like, who, you know, woe is me. Like, it's a thing. It's a thing. And as you know, grow stronger in the Lord, things will, you know, get better and better. But God reminded me, he was like, if you got these little raggedy dudes out here in the world thinking you sexy and wanting you. What? How? And I have control over everything? You don't think I have someone specifically for you that's gonna think you are the best thing in the whole wide world? Like Beyonce can walk in and he's like, Beyonce, who is Beyonce? That's my woman right there. No. So I'm just like, I know God wants to bless me, and he knows, he doesn't want mess for us, right? And so just knowing that God won't do bad things, like God is good and he gives good stuff and things, to his children that whom he loves. Like, what? Like one of the verses. Okay. 1 John 3:1, it says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. And then here's, I got a lot of verses, okay? So make sure you have a pen and paper so you can write these down. The next one says Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him who was able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Yeah. So God just be wanting to bless us and take care of us, right? So when I was reading, so when you're reading through the Bible, you're going to see how much God loves the Israelites, right? And if God loves the Israelites, he also loves us because he came for the Jews and the Gentiles, and he came for all of us so that we might have life and life more abundantly, and that all of that. So, but I read in this one passage how, God explained how he saw the Israelites, and he said they were like abandoned, right? No one wanted them. They still had their umbilical cord on them. No one cleaned them up. They were just left, right? And he said, I saw you and I took you and I cleaned you up. And let me just read it for you. So this is Ezekiel 16:4-14. It says, as for your nativity, on the day you were born, your navel cord was not cut, nor were you washed in water to cleanse you. You were not rubbed with salt, nor wrapped in swaddling cloths. No, I pitied you to do any of these things for you, to have compassion on you. But you were thrown out into the open field. And when you yourself were loathed on the day that you were born, and when I passed by and saw you struggling in your own blood, I said to you in your blood, live. Yes, I said to you in your own blood, live. I made you thrive like a plant in the field. Thrive, okay. where did I? And you grew, you matured and became very beautiful. Your breasts were formed, your hair grew, but you were naked and bare. When I passed by you again and looked upon you, indeed, your time was the time of love. So I spread my wing over you and covered your nakedness. Yes, I swore an oath to you and entered into a covenant with you, and you became mine, says the Lord God. Then I washed you in water. Yes, I thoroughly washed your blood and I anointed you with oil. First of all, we ain't gonna go there. it would be nice to have a man wash my hair. No, when I'm married, when I'm married. clothe you in embroidered cloth and gave you sandals of badger skin. I clothed you with fine linen, covered you with silk. I adorned you with ornaments, put bracelets on your wrist and a chain on your neck, and I put jewel in your nose, earrings in your ears, and a beautiful crown on your head. Thus you were adorned with gold and silver, and your clothes was fine linen, silk, and embroidered cloth. You ate pastries of fine flour, honey, and oil. You were exceedingly beautiful and succeeded to royalty. Your fame went out among the nations because of your beauty, for it was perfect through my splendor, which I bestowed on you, says the Lord. When I read that, I was like, that is how someone's, I want someone to love me like that. And then God was like, I love you like that. And I'm like, That's right, God. That's right. And so we have to keep in mind that God is our ultimate love, right? And we should never go and seek this type of love from man because they're gonna fail us. They are flawed. They have their our minds are finite. We will never be able to love and, honor as much as God does us, right? God wants to do the most. And so my mindset is that if God is blessing us with all these things, that, God has the best for us. And if we do not seek outside sources, we will be good to go. And that's where I keep my hope, right? My hope is in God, who is the creator of this whole universe, right? He has power to destroy, to build up. He raised people from the dead. Like he does all these amazing things. Like one thing that just has been blowing my mind just recently was just the idea of this water and earth, right? So like how water is contained. I'm just like, oh, that's dope, right? Like it could be all over the earth, like just messing us up. But no, he has a place. He has everything in control, right? If it was tilted to the just a smidge, it would be destroyed, right? Gravity, like everything is in his control. He has purposed everything. He's very strategic about everything. And I'm just like, if God is that strategic about the world, I'm sure he's very strategic about his child. His child, right? The one that he came and cleaned up and took care of, carried, healed, covered, all that. That's where I keep my hope, and that just helps me to maintain my sanity, make sure I stay humble, make sure that I, don't get in a place where, I'm feeling like I deserve something. Everything is just an addition. It's like the cherry on top. Like God sent his son and all that extra stuff, is the benefits. And I'm just like, okay, God, let's do this. Let's do this. But so as I continue my journey of being 40, well, I'll be 40 in September, and being okay, being content in every situation, in every stage of life, and allowing God to use me in all of those phases and all of those stages, serving without feeling a certain kind of way, serving with all my heart and just like loving to do it and not feeling, bad about, man. Like I'll wrap this up, but I'm gonna just let you know, like I had struggle. Like when I wasn't in the word, when I was doing things out of religion, out of tradition, I'm a religious person, but there's some things that are like can be really religious, I guess. Go to church. I don't know. Anyways, but I wasn't healed and I didn't know how to go to God. I didn't know how to totally rely on him and trust in him and, understand how he loves me, for a long time. And so there was a time after my marriage, I was serving in the church and, I was getting jealous. I was, in the youth department and I, jealous, but then also I felt really bad and sad because when the kids would get picked up, who are they getting picked up with? They're married, mom and dad, right? It's a whole family. And when I would see that, I'd be like, that's what I want. Or those were my dreams. And it really messed me up. And I am so grateful that I have found my place, my worth, my mission, my purpose now, Delay is not a denial, right? So like maybe I had to take a journey, a detour and extend something so that I can truly understand before I get into another situation and destroy that situation because I am not grounded in the source. And so I want to be, I know I'll be, I'm good when I can be looking at families and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're beautiful, and not covet, right? Not crave it, not. And I've been doing really good. You know, when I walk, past the Target aisle with the kids' baby clothes, I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then I just keep it moving. Like, it's not like I'm dismissive and I don't dismiss my feelings or my thoughts, or my prayers, but I'm in a place where it doesn't destroy me or bring me down or make me feel a certain way. And so I guess what I encourage y'all to do is, in order for you to continue keeping that hope, is really developing a deep, 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 deep relationship with Christ, right? Really getting into his word, like not just reading the Bible, but allowing it to transform you, understand what's going on, apply the principles, and let your guard down. Allow God to just plow out the hardness in your heart. Allow him to show you things that you need to work on so that you can do that with him. And be okay, be more than okay, thrive, be excited to do things in the season you are in. So, what are your thoughts? I probably will talk more about this, my journey. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm so excited to share this with y'all, and I pray that you guys have a blessed day. I pray that you are well. Definitely reach out to me if you have any questions or thoughts. Peace and blessings.